Studio 360.
Today's show is all about music. So here are two musical genres that seem like they're on opposite sides of the musical spectrum: punk rock, gospel. But you know how in food somebody serves you two ingredients that make no sense at all, but then you eat them, the sushi pizza, the pitted date and peanut butter, and whoa, what a perfect combination. Well, that's what the band Algiers does with gospel and punk. Three of the founding members grew up together outside Atlanta, and as kids, they became fans of hip-hop and punk bands and the politics that some of those bands embodied. Protest music is hard because, like any kind of protest art, it can be simplistic and didactic. But Algiers' lyrics don't come across to me as sloganeering. These guys have, I don't know how many graduate degrees among them in art history and literature and political science, and that smartness does show up in their songs, which you can now hear for yourself because they are here for a live performance. Algiers, welcome to Studio 360.
Hey, thanks very much.
All of you, all four of you. And we're going to talk, but first, let's hear a song. This is going to be the title track of the album.
Yeah, this is Underside of Power.
Broken shards, all that we are sometimes, scattered around what you try to control of your life. It's not a matter of fate, it's just a question of time. We all fall down. It's not a matter of fate, it's just a question of time. We all fall down.
I've been stranded, baby, die on the side of the world. I've been shot just because my heart, I lost the times I've been body and soul. Stripped away, it's made the same on the other side. Because I see the underside of power. It's just a game and it can't go on. It will break down any hour. I see the faces and I know them.
Oh,
That was Algiers playing The Underside of Power from their new album, also called The Underside of Power. Franklin James Fisher is the lead vocalist, and I saw that he was also the guitarist and the keyboardist and the device master.
Why is the device master?
will you introduce the rest of this band?
Yeah, so this is Ryan Mahan, the main device master, bassist. You have Lee Tesh over here on the guitar presently, and the man in the box with the drums right now is Matt Tong.
You can always keep him in the box. See, that's what you do with drummers, is just keep them in the box. You made this album, I guess, wrote it and created it after Brexit, after Brits voted to leave the EU, after maybe or while Americans were electing Donald Trump president. Did those events shape the lyrics or sound of what you were doing here?
Well, not particularly, because what we do, we're not a topically oriented band. What we do is very much we're attacking structures and things that have always kind of been running along underneath the culture for quite a long period of time, and these things don't really change. A lot of this record was written while Obama was still in office.
Uh-huh. Right, and certainly young black men were being murdered.
Absolutely.
Or killed by police while Barack Obama was president.
And that's one of the most troubling things that I think the black community had to face, is that you have a black man in it was presumably the most powerful office in the land.
Well, but the president can only do so much.
Exactly.
We obviously engage and react to our experiences growing up in the South and the way that history was suppressed, and therefore we really are very much interested in how all levels of society are sides of political struggle and oppression.
Do you think of it as protest music? Is that the pigeonhole in which it belongs?
No, definitely not. It's a social music belonging to various communities and people who live real lives and have to deal with real issues. And it's not just an expression of solidarity. We're very much among those people.
Right.
And also, protest can feel quite one-sided.
Right.
It can feel quite like an empty call into the
void. Choir, preach to me.
Right. Yeah. Or just an empty call to the void where actually there's nothing actually being fundamentally changed. So I think protest is probably not the correct word, although we would always march and get involved.
Right.
I think it's much more about intervening in spaces where it needs to be done.
But talk about that. What social or political effects do you expect or wish playing these songs to have?
We can start a dialogue just by putting these songs into the pot, into the culture, into the atmosphere. Anybody who may or may not agree with what it is that we say, if they're jarred enough by what they hear, maybe they'll come to one of our shows or they'll write us, and that may lead to some further action.
When a politician dog whistles and calls on people to be proud or be nationalistic, and that manifests itself in real physical palpable violence, I think we in turn have to respond accordingly in a discursive way. Growing up in Atlanta, I was in the suburbs. It was very alienating. I heard punk rock and hip-hop music that was political, and it taught me about the world.
Right.
And I think in that didactic sense, not to be heavy-handed, but it can be really powerful.
And speaking of social music and protests and all the rest, there's your song Cleveland, which is on this album, which is, among other things, about Tamir Rice, the 12-year-old kid that Cleveland police killed in 2014, which I understand you're going to play.
Yeah.
Will you play it?
Absolutely.
Mississippi, they don't have to hide. But in a black and white.
Alabama with the whitest. She and in Montgomery County, Maryland for the Saturday. But in a dines the hand that ties the noose, the hand that finds you behind and ties the 13 loose. But that hand is gonna fold, the day is coming soon. When we feel it, full of dust and resurrect the truth. And the sand is coming back one day.
That was Algiers playing Cleveland from their new album, The Underside of Power. So when people talk about Algiers combining elements of gospel and punk, that song certainly, one can hear it. It's like if The Clash went down to somewhere in the South for a while or something, right?
Is that
conscious? I mean, were those influences like punk, new wave, and gospel music?
For us, actually, the true original punk rockers, Nina Simone, so when we all decided that we had a shared love for her, that's when we kind of really found our sound.
This album opens with a track that samples this speech by Fred Hampton, who was this Black Panther in Chicago who was killed in a raid by Chicago police and the FBI in 1969. Now, you can barely make that speech out. Why did you use that particular incident and guy?
It was to emphasize, number one, to emphasize the political nature of the Black Panthers, how they were actually manifesting a internationalist Marxist discourse beyond and above civil rights. So that's number one. So it's something that goes beyond civil rights.
20 years before you were born.
Exactly. Something. But growing up in the South, in terms of politics, like real proper left-wing politics, the Democratic Party never represented that for us. So we looked to the Panthers, and that was the one group that actually represented an alternative politics.
And you being a white Southerner, appropriating that, is that problematic?
It can be problematic, but if you grow up in the South, you have to make a choice. You have to make a choice whether you're going to serve systems of oppression or at least help attack them and address them in some ways.
But even Fred Hampton himself was working with Southern whites, and he was going beyond just identity politics. It was a class-based Marxist internationalist ideology that they were working with, and it's not problematic you talking about these things if for any other reason our group being what it is and in solidarity with me and where I'm coming from. And something that you're obviously conscious of, but it's important to
and
put
you're
that
the
out
boss,
there.
Right, Frankie? So it's fine. will you play us out with another song from this new album?
Sure.
What's this?
This is Death March.
And it's as cheerful as it is.
Ha 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 ha. falls apart. Constant fear of explosion. Crypto fascist contagion. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They took long time to unwind it all. And you fashion your suggestion. Wag the dog and then drown it out. He keeps passing on. Yeah, this is how the hate keeps passing on.
Thank you.